escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
July the 10th. Welcome in. It's Savers Live. It is our final show of the week. Yes. Are you ready to do heavy lifting next week, Marty, as we return, allegedly, to a full run Monday through Friday?
Oh, when I look at next week, yeah, I mean, Give 716 is going to happen, so that will take a lot of our time, and it'll be a fun way to break it up. We have the Danny Gare Golf Tournament for Connect Life next Friday at Diamond Hawk. Tickets and friends, so Danny and friends, so I'm looking forward to that, which is a little bit different. I'm telling you, it's a great event. People don't realize a lot of golf tournaments are on the Mondays, right? And it's like a 12 o'clock tea time, and you're not done until six, and then there's a dinner or whatever. This one is literally like a 9 o'clock tea, like a shotgun. Mm-hmm. So you have breakfast at 8, 9 o'clock shotgun. By 1:30, 2 o'clock, you're done, because it goes a little faster in the morning. I don't know why. People have tendency to play faster in the morning, and then you have a lunch and you're done. So it doesn't waste your Friday evening. So it's a great event, and which is why yesterday, Duffer, I went and hit some golf balls because I'm like, golf tournament season is upon us. We have all these golf tournaments. It's the hockey summer, right? Like, hockey summer is free agency, development camp, and golf tournament season. So I'm like, you know what? I should really go and hit a bucket of balls or whatever. So
you've changed. You're getting the itch back.
I'm getting the itch back. I'm absolutely getting the itch back. So, number one, when it's hot outside, don't get a jumbo, because you're not going to hit it all. I left like a dozen ball left in the bottom of the bucket because I was drenched. I was sweating.
Too like tired.
It's hot. You know, I went to Bobble Links. Like, you know, they got a nice little driving range there, and I'm hitting balls and I'm sweating because it's hot. And I got to a point where I was like, okay, I'm just not going to hit that last dozen balls. Like, there's no need for it. My body's shaking from shock because I haven't hit golf balls in a while. Now I'm hitting a jumbo bucket, but I was dialed in. So I'm really, now I'm excited about next Friday because that's the Danny Gare Golf Tournament. And then after that, I have a golf tournament in Dunkirk later in the month. That's going to be a lot of fun. Then we have the Amherst alumni, Sabres alumni, and the Jim Kelly golf tournament that I've got in August. So I'm dialed in for my my golf tournament season starting next week.
Once again, you bring the enthusiasm no matter the topic. I'm perhaps reserving my enthusiasm for 12:30. That's when Shayna Goldman joins the show. And we have, I don't know, I mean, you could call it sober second thought on free agency. We're a long ways removed from it, which was 10 days ago is when it began. But I suppose there's still some signings to be done as it pertains to RFAs and UFAs. But in Shayna's way, she will look back, best signings, worst signings, surprising ones, and what's still to come. Yes. While you were shaking on the range,
shaking
on the range, I was helping my oldest move in Toronto from one place to another, and Poa brought back some memories.
These early July moves, right? Like, when I grew up, July 1 was move day, right? Like, your lease always expired on June 30th, and July 1 was when everybody was moving. It was literally, like, you couldn't find a lease from September 1st to, you know, August 31st. It didn't happen. It was always from July 1 to June 30th, and everybody in Quebec was moving day on July 1. And all the trucks were booked, and all the movers were booked. And if you had a friend with a pickup truck and a construction company, you leaned on them. So it was always on July 1. I don't know if it was like that when you were moving around, but that was big back then.
I'm assuming this is what you're talking about when you were playing junior?
Or like even with my parents, right? When they had friends, and it was always like, when is July 1? It's next Tuesday. Okay, well, we got to go help Bobby because he's moving from his apartment to another one. Or it was always on July 1.
I never experienced moving as a kid. Like, you know, then I moved across the country to go to college, and then it never stopped, unfortunately. And that's why I'm not golfing anymore, because my back did not probably adapt well to all the moving.
Yes.
No, I was actually, it's interesting that you bring it up that way. I just assumed that, you know, once you got going in your hockey career, moving was part of it. To what extent, how much literal baggage do you have as a young person compared to when you get a little older and you start packing up more? Do you have a worst moving experience in your lifetime?
I'm not going to call it worst moving experience because, like, moving is moving. It's never going to be good. Like, there's always going to be issues. Truck is going to break down. You're going to drop a table and into the wall and put a ding into the drywall. I've done that multiple times. But here was my very first time moving from, like, a condo into a house. Build a house in Clarence. We had a nice little condo by Glen Oaks Golf Course, right? Those condos there. And called the moving company and said, hey, listen, we were moving that date. They set up the whole thing. They brought a truck, brought two movers. They were supposed to pack it all up. When the movers showed up at the place, they were looking around. They're like, this is a lot of stuff. Who came over and basically looked at everything and said that two movers for one day was going to be able to move you out and into a new place? So I helped them. And then later a couple of guys showed up and they send in reinforcements. So we got it all done. Worked until probably 11 o'clock at night to get everything in the new house. Furniture, beds, couches, TVs, everything. We're talking about 2002 here. So I was like in my first couple of years with the Sabres. And it's probably early June, you know, that's when we got done. So anyway, I woke up the next day. I went to bed that night, like, oh, in our new house, this is awesome. I woke up the next day, Duffer, and I put my left foot on the ground and tried to stand up, and I collapsed to the floor. My legs were so exhausted from the day before. Listen, I'm an NHL player. I'm a professional athlete. And one day of moving with these guys and bringing in furniture up the stairs, down the stairs, in the basement, up. I tried to get up the next day and I fell off and I crawled back onto the bed. I couldn't even get up. So I'm sitting there on the bed, like shaking my legs, like trying to wake up the muscles. And I'm thinking, I may have to call, like at the time it was Jim Pizzatelli. I may have to call Pizza and say, hey, what am I doing here? You got to come help me because I'm hurting. It came back. Everything was fine. But that was probably the worst moving day that I've encountered when I fell, just legs gave out the next day.
It is unlike anything else. Your body in the moment doesn't even realize the stress that it's going through because of the mental issues that you're trying to deal with, the negotiations with people, this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, I mean, you almost end, like, here's a shocker, probably get dehydrated, probably don't eat properly, right? Because you have one goal, move everything. Yes. So yesterday was interesting with my daughter. It came with the, you know, they had a moving company, but it was, you know, long story, whatever. And hard to, you know, they're young, obviously, and she was moving out of a huge building complex, and which has like security and concierge and stuff like that. And
was the elevator working?
Well, this is the problem, is there's multiple elevators and you have to book the elevator and you only get it for a certain amount of time. But it was physically impossible, as it would be for almost anybody trying to go through this process, to get it done in the allotted time, right? Yeah. So then inevitably the elevator wouldn't be working anymore and you have to go renegotiate with, you know, the concierge. And think about how the concierge has to deal with this all the time. Like, no one's ever happy. No one's getting it done on time. Like, it's a terrible cycle. Anyway,
it's like working at the Blockbuster back in the days when everybody's returning their tape late and they all want to waive the fee.
Did you rewind it?
Yeah, exactly. So the concierge is the new Blockbuster.
So at one point, her and her roommate want to go down to the concierge to try to smooth things over again. Izzy says, can you come with me? You know, make it, you know, give us a little bit more of a presence. We're going down the elevator and she's like, can you take your hat off so you look less friendly?
Can you put sunglasses on so you look mysterious?
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Hey, let me ask you this. This is instant trivia, but maybe with the date. And it wasn't a July 1, which I said moving in Quebec, July 1 was always very, very famous. But on December 28, 1944, was probably one of the most infamous moving date when it comes to an NHL hockey player. Would you care to guess who that player is and what did he do that day on December 28, 1944?
What team?
The Montreal Canadiens.
Now, my initial instinct was to assume that it's related to World War II.
It is not. It is not. It is just related to one of the best performance on ice happened. This player had an amazing game. The night after moving his family from his tiny little apartment on the second floor in Montreal to a house that they had bought, his career was blossoming, and then he went from an apartment to a house. But it's was the it middle of
no. I'm good. There are so many Montreal legends, and I want to say, was it Rocket?
It's the Rocket. So Rocket Richard on that day, that infamous day of December 28, 1944. For those that have seen the movie, The Rocket.
Well, this would have helped. I should have seen the movie. It's been on my to-do list for
amazing. And look, it's half in French, half in English with subtitles. It's amazing, right? But so he didn't want to ask his friends, his teammates, to help him move. It was the day of a game. Mm-hmm. So he did it all himself with his brother-in-law. Tables, couches, and they were in a tiny apartment in Montreal on the second floor. And when you got outside, it was a circular stairs. Like, there was a lot of those downtown Montreal to get to the second floor. So he's taking everything down. He showed up at the rink, and I think it was Toe Blake, who was, or maybe it was, was it Dick Irvin or whatever? But one of them was there, like, and it was like, what's the matter with him? And then they're like, he moved his apartment to his house all day. He's completely exhausted. Well, he had, at the time, the single best game of anybody. 5 goals and 3 assists. 8 what? Points that night.
Come
and he
on.
Was named the first, second, and third star
that
in the game.
That was the night?
That was the night.
Come on.
5 goals, 3 assists the night after moving from in a new home earlier in the day. The Canadians defeat the Red Wings 9-1 that day.
But so this was late in 1944, you said?
Yes, right? December 28th.
Yeah. Well, that was, of course, the year that he would go on to score 50 goals for the first time, doing so in 50 games. And you know, like, for all of history that, I mean, think of just the significance of that. Like, he is the one that set this bar that 80 years later is still a hope, a dream, a fantasy, not likely a reality for 99.5% of the league going into every season, right? Like
only one guy did it this year. Well, but not even in 50, but I'm like, one guy had 50 goals in 82 games. That only one.
It really is mind blowing to me that that's amazing that all ties in here.
You know, that was Maurice Richard's only 50 goals season.
Well, that's what I mean. Like that's also when you, because you understand the legend, you know of the legend, you know of the, eventually it took a long time, understandably, but now the Rocket Richard, you know, the goal scoring crown is named after him on an annual basis. Toe Blake, by the way, was on the roster that year. I'm trying to look at,
Toe Blake was a player that year. He actually had, you know, Elmer Locke was leading in points. Rocket at 73. Toe Blake was third.
It was Dick Urban. Yeah, that was his
Dick
dominant.
Urban was the coach, yeah.
Well,
Coach GM.
Dick was there almost 20 years before Toe Blake took over. So,
but yeah. I'm telling you, anybody that...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I haven't seen that movie. It is pretty amazing, especially for me growing up in Quebec, learning not only about the career of Maurice Richard, but the time that that was the 40s going into the 50s, and a time in industrial times where a lot of people worked these tough jobs in the 50s, and there was the French-English battle, and Maurice Richard never wanted to be the leader of the French Canadians, but was put on a platform to be, and he was uncomfortable, but did it, and it's a fantastic story, not just of the player, but the person himself.
Unrelated, obviously, but when you think of how you just phrased it, what it was like to be a player then, historically, how the players eventually gained more power against the managers and owners, you know, to be able to stand up. And obviously, Ted Lindsay played a huge role in that. You know, you fast forward here to 2025. We didn't really talk about it very much as far as the extension, the ratification of the new collective bargaining agreement. Yep. And then, you know, now that it's a few days old, you get little trickle down stories of like, hey, what are some of the little things that maybe went unnoticed? What are the players happy about? What are they not happy about? Have you really like taken much from it? Do you really think there is a lot of meat on any of these small bones that are, you know, getting tossed out in social and media form at this point? Or is it just what we, I mean, it can never be that simple, obviously, but is it just a continuation of growth, hopefully, here for both sides?
I think it is a continuation of growth. I love that there's no battle. There's labor peace. I haven't gone through two lockouts myself, losing a year and a half of hockey. That was tough. That was tough always kind of saying, in 2 years, we may have a work stoppage. In a year, we may have a work stoppage. Even my first time, like the last season of 2004-2005, I came into the NHL in 1999 full-time, and Bob Goodenow at the time, 5 years ahead, kept telling everybody, work stoppage, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So now to know that we were a year ahead of time, and they have a CBA that's been ratified that's going to take it all the way to 2030, mm-hmm. With Olympic participation in 2026 and in 2030, with a new schedule that's going to be 84 games, kind of following the NFL on adding a couple of hockey games. The NFL added a 17th game, less preseason time. The schedule fits better for me starting late September. I believe that's when you should start it and go. But one of the biggest thing that I actually had a conversation with our buddy David Ledger yesterday is he goes, full-time e-bug? So not this year, but in a year from now, when the new CBA technically starts with the 84 game season and all that, there will be a full-time emergency backup position on a team, kind of like a bullpen catcher. And so, but how is that going to be? Is this going to be one person that's going to be the emergency backup goaltender for the Sabres, let's see, from game one to game 82? Or could you have multiple, and these people still have their day jobs, but they will practice with the team once in a while? Some of them will go on the road. Some of them will be more the home emergency backup goaltender. Like, it's interesting to see how that works. Could it be a staff member? There's going to be rules and parameters that are going to be laid in there, but that emergency backup goaltender position that's going to be created, like a bullpen catcher, is one that, for me, it's kind of interesting. Not that I would ever do it. These are going to be actually people that can play, people that can do practice, that if you were called in because of injury, you'd go in. But teams would have to have their emergency backup goaltender with them at all times instead of, and it's not a number three goalie. It's not a number four goalie. It's not a guy from Rochester. It's somebody that's strictly there, not a professional contract. It's like almost like a staff member, a coach, but it's an e-bug commitment to the team.
You think these emergency situation goaltenders will travel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to have your own emergency backup goaltender on the road. You're not going to be able to rely on the other team to provide an emergency backup goaltender. You're going to have your own goaltender. And I was Googling, like, what's a bullpen catcher making in the major leagues, right? They say they average about $90,000, $100,000 a year to be a bullpen catcher.
Oh, my God.
So you could start about, $40,000, and the most I think is like $120,000, depending on experience, depending on the organization and whatnot. But it's going to be the same type of situation where, depending on the teams, depending on how you work it, it may be somebody maybe is going to say, okay, I can do 25 or 30 games. I can do 25, 30 games. Okay, let's kind of break it up so that we have somebody that's there for either practice or games all the time.
What a world. What a world.
Well, we don't want a situation like what happened in Toronto a few years back, where the Toronto emergency backup goaltender who practices with the team was the ice technician with the Marlies, ends up playing for Carolina against Toronto. Like, that's just a bit of a conflict of, what if it was a last game of the season, game 82, and there's playoff implication? That would put the league
every game
in a really
has playoff
tough situation.
Implications.
Well, you're right. You're that, yes, 100%. So now you're not going to have that issue in the new CBA. Everybody's going to have their own.
As a former player, are you surprised that as time has gone on, and I fully believe that we will reasonably soon have more expansion in the NHL, that the players haven't figured out a way to get at least a little bit of the expansion money?
Not now, because that would have been something that would have been into this, but I think eventually that is going to be a sticky point, because we're talking about $2 billion now per franchise and more.
If
there's two new teams in 2032 that come in after this.
Oh, they'll be in before that. It's 2025, dude.
You think there will be? I've been saying, I really think
if we don't have something new by 2028 or 29, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Do you think an announcement of a new team or two new teams come in, or actually teams playing?
Playing by 29.
I agree with you, but Gary Bettman has been very, very strong in his position of saying, we are not interested in expansion right now or a relocation. So I think maybe that's just trying to raise the price up and limit the options so that you're picking and selecting exactly where you want to be. But he's been pretty strong in his statements. So I think we may have to do after 2030, but I always said within 5 years we'd have a couple more new teams.
Yeah. I wish it could happen as quickly as Utah, not from the Arizona standpoint, obviously. I mean, as horrific as that story was for years and years and years and years and years in Arizona, you know, I still wish they had a team. Like, there should be a team in Phoenix.
Be a team in Phoenix. It should be with a strong market.
But there should be a team in Atlanta. There should be a team in Houston. Like, these are massive, massive markets, my opinion, that just need, they, you know, it's got to be right, obviously.
I think it was on WGR the other day that they were trying to play along with, when Atlanta was a hot rumor that they have the complex, the multi-billion dollar complex that is being built. And they were talking about what would the name of the team be, because they had the Atlanta Flames and they had the Atlanta Thrasher, which is a bird. And so now how do you get a new team, or do you revive the Thrashers, or how do you work it? And they were suggesting names. It was actually really, really funny. They had done a lot of work. And this was one of those days where you don't have a lot to talk about, and you go deep into what's on the city flag and on the state flag and the motto, and trying to find the right name for that team.
I'll bet you Shayna's got a spontaneous answer for that. She's coming up on Sabres Live. Sabres Fan Fest, presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, is coming up as well. It happens September 13th in Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza. Player appearances, fun games, activities. It's all part of what has become an annual kickoff to the hockey season. There's Hockey Fest, which is the street hockey tournament that takes place on RJ Way on Perry Street, and all participants taking home Sabres Hockey Fest t-shirt, ticket offer for a regular season game. All the details at sabres.com/fan. FanFest. Stay with us. Sabres Live continues after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.